More than 2,000 years ago, there was a man born contrary to the laws of life. This man lived in poverty and was reared in obscurity. He did not travel extensively. He possessed neither wealth nor influence. His relatives were inconspicuous and had neither training nor formal education. In infancy, he startled a king. In childhood, he puzzled doctors. In manhood, he healed the multitudes without medicine. He ruled the course of nature, walked upon the waves as dry ground, and hushed the sea to sleep. He never wrote a book. He never founded a school. He never marshaled an army. Yet no man in history has more students and soldiers who follow him. The names of past generals, politicians, scientists, philosophers, and theologians have come and gone. But the name of this man multiplies more and more. Though time has spread 2,000 years, he still lives. His enemies could not destroy him, and the grave could not hold him. He sits on the highest throne of heavenly glory, proclaimed of God, acknowledged by angels, adored by saints, feared by devils. He was God before he came into the world, even before the sun, the moon, and the stars began to shine. He was God when he invaded the earth from heaven at a place called Bethlehem. He is God today, gloriously enthroned on high. He is God eternally, forever God. The writer of Hebrews tells us that our beloved Lord is Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He is the real Jesus.